Erevin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Base 7-2. We continue on the questions of what constitutes a partition which are divided to Chatzeros and B, so they couldn't make a single Erev. So the Mishnah starts by saying, Kosel, if you have a bona fide wall, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, it divides up Chatzer A from Chatzer B, Govoa Asar V'Rachav Arba, and that wall is 10 Tfachim high. That already would separate them into two separate zones, and they would not be able to be combined. But this V'Rachav Arba, if the width of the wall is also 4 Tfachim, so then Ma'arvin Shnayim, then you would have to make two separate Erevin if you want to make an Erev at all. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad, but you couldn't make a single Erev to combine both Chatzer A and Chatzer B because of the wall between them. Now, two important Ta'aras. The first Ta'ara is that we haven't really learned anything much from this Mishnah so far. Just conceding that point, we already established in the previous Mishnah that the wall would divide them, and you can infer that if only way to ignore the walls with a hole in the wall with the chalon, the window, no hole, no chalon means no combining. So we already established that. Fine. Well, in a minute you'll see why the Mishnah is bringing this case up as a starting point. The second point is, when you have a partition, don't forget that there's no requirement for any thickness at all. Even if the wall were paper thin, as long as it spanned the whole divide between the two chatzeros, and it was 10 tefachim tall, that would be sufficient to necessitate a separate Erev in Chatzer A and a separate Erev in Chatzer B. The thickness of the wall here is because, you'll recall, that the definition of a Rishus HaYachid, and that's where this Mishnah is going, is a zone that is elevated or offset 10 tefachim from the Rishus HaRab, zone, 10 tefachim off the ground, and, or whatever, and it's also at least 4 tefachim wide. So being 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, the top of the wall is a Rishus HaYachid all to itself. Okay? So the Mishnah says, Hayu Barosh HaPeros, if atop the wall there was some fruit, there's a bunch of bananas, Elu Olin Mekan V'Ochen, the residents of Chatzer A can go up on the wall and eat the bananas up on the wall, Ve'elu Olin Mekan, and the residents of Chatzer B can go up on the wall and eat the bananas up on the wall, V'Ochen, and eat them over there, Ubilvad, provided that, Shlo Yoridu Lamata, they don't bring those bananas down. Now, this Mishnah doesn't mean exactly what it sounds like it's saying. We will learn in the ninth parak that the halacha is that while without an Erev you may not transfer objects from a private house to the chatzer, or from the chatzer to the private house, or from chatzer to mavoi, and from mavoi to chatzer, even without an Erev you can carry items in the chatzer, between the chatzer, if they were there from before Shabbos came in. So it's the whole point of the Erev Chatzeros is you shouldn't mix up your bona fide, purely private domain of your home with the quasi-public sense of a communal living space like a Chatzer. But within the Chatzer itself, you could carry. So really the truth is, there'd be no reason at all why you shouldn't be allowed to transfer from the Rishus HaYachid atop the wall where the banana sits to the Chatzer off the wall, which is also Rishus HaYachid, because it's walled in. From Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid isn't a problem. You only need an Erev Chatzeros to transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid if you're talking about things that are going from a totally private domain of a person's individual home to a more shared space like a Chatzer. But that's not happening over here. So therefore, when the Mishnah says they may not bring down the bananas off of the wall into the Chatzer, what they mean is they may not bring the bananas down off the wall and bring them into their own private homes, but taking just the chatzer and eating the chatzer would be permitted, lahalacha. And that's what the Bartanura actually says explicitly, that's the case we're talking about over here. Okay, so that's so far so good. Now, what would happen if the width of the wall atop were less than 4 tefachim across? In such a case, the wall would not be Rishus HaYachid on top. It would be a makam patur, an exempt area. You'll recall areas that are less than 4 tefachim across aren't Rishios at all, they're Makomos Paturos, they're exempt areas, and then one could even transfer from there into the home, into his home, etc. Okay, so that's that. Now, the Mishnah, like new paragraph, so to speak, has a newish point here. Nifretz HaKotel. What happens if the wall breaks down? There's a breach inside that brick wall which divided Chatzer A from Chatzer B. So, like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, If you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, it's considered a legitimate partition. If there's a break in the wall, provided the majority of the wall is up, it's still a partition, even without a tzuras of Pesach, even without like the crossbeam atop the wall, provided that the breach in the wall is not 10 amos across. So once it gets 10 amos across, it's too big, it's considered to be like broken down. But if it's less than 10 amos across, it's considered to be just a Pesach, like an entranceway. So that's, and therefore, the case will be analogous to having a gate in the wall. So if you have a breach in the wall which is less than 10 amos across, it's the same as having a gate in the wall. And we learned already before, and I spoke it out, that that would allow you the options of combining to one single Erev with A and B included, or having two separate Erevin, one for A, one for B, since at least you have the wall that separates them. And that's what the Mishnah says. Nifratza kosel ad eser amos. If the wall that divided A from B gets broken down, but the breach is less than 10 amos across, it's like having a Pesach, an entranceway, and therefore ma'arvin shnayim, both A and B can make separate Eruvin, two separate Eruvin, if they choose, vimratzu, but if they want, ma'arvin echad, they could make a single Eruv that would combine both A and B together, because there's a legitimate entranceway and access point through that breach in the wall that allows A to get to B and vice versa. But the wall is still up, so it's a partition, so you have the option of looking at it as two or one separate zones for Erev. B'nei kapesach. The reason why, says the Mishnah, is because the breach in the wall is kapesach, is the same as like a gate, any other entrance point between the two chatzeros. However, yosir mikan, if the size of the breach in that wall is more than 10 amos across, so now the wall is broken, it loses its status of being a mechitza. So now there's no partition that divides A from B at all. And if there's no partition, A and B are considered to be a single zone, whether you like it or not. So therefore, ma'arvin echad, if they want to make an Erev, they'll have to make a single Erev that includes both the residents in the A side and the B side, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim, and they may not make a separate Erev that includes just the A side without the B side, because there's no legitimate partition, mechitza, that offsets A from B.